morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Congressman Peter DeFazio, one of the victors in the November general election, joining us now. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, Kyle. Good morning. Thanks.
Well, talk about this race. Seems like it was one of the more intense ones that you'd had in a number of years.
Well, it was the most expensive House congressional race in the history of the state of Oregon, an obscene amount of money. And so, yes, it was very hard fought. I raised a record amount myself, but was outspent by the other side. It was we're a very divided country, and I hope we can move beyond that. I really do. This is not good for our future and our kids if we can't come together more.
And last time we talked, you had mentioned the race and feeling that it had been very targeted by the Republicans and a real hard push there to try to take the seat.
They targeted me in January 19. So like the day after Congress gets sworn in, I was on the Republican target list. They cleared the field for Mr. Skarlatos. They put Art Robinson in the state Senate, and then they get that total nutcase, Joe Ray Perkins, the QAnon person, to run against Merkley. They cleared the field for him, and they put a lot of money into his race.
So yesterday, as ballots came in, were there any surprises as you looked at the data?
To tell the truth, I haven't had a chance to go through it yet. It looked, county by county. I do note that Melissa Cribbins lost the state Senate seat in Coos County. So we lost, the seat that was held by Kattie McEwen and the seat that was held by Arnie Roblin. I went to the Republicans. I haven't seen full data, but I think that Senator Merkley may have even lost in my district. So it's a very challenging district.
And even among the 4th Congressional District, which is very diverse with some very conservative areas, very progressive areas, and some kind of right in the middle, in Douglas County, you were beat by Scarlato 65% to 32%. This is kind of a unique district.
It is, and it no longer exists. So we will get a sixth seat in Congress if we have an honest census. We just missed by 14,000 votes at the last census. So we'll get a sixth congressional seat, and all of the districts will be redrawn. So I have no idea what the future districts will look like, but this one is history.
We'll talk about with the U.S. Congress and looking into the next session. Now that your time there is assured, what are some of your plans moving forward for next year?
Well, I'm hoping Joe Biden wins, and then we can actually do infrastructure. We've had the Trump administration has held 7 infrastructure weeks. It's a standing joke in Washington, D.C. They have never put forward a proposal. They won't support funding. You can't rebuild our infrastructure without funding. And Joe Biden's folks have told me that they want to move ahead with my infrastructure bill in February if he's elected. And that's a bill that would put millions across the country to work, not just in construction, but small business, design, engineering, manufacturing, everything. It's the best way to recover the economy after this mess that COVID has created of our economy. And it's long past due that we rebuild the nation's infrastructure. It's fallen apart. I mean, there's 100 and some odd bridges in Douglas County that need replacement. I just helped get federal money for the bridge at Oakland. There's one other major bridge project. I got the Weaver Road Bridge years ago. I expect that if we pass the infrastructure bill, we will see benefits in my district and jobs created in my district, along with my water resources development bill, which I expect will pass in the lame duck Senate, which will increase the amount of funding for dredging our harbors and rebuilding our jetties on the Oregon coast and around the country. That'll also create jobs and promote commerce. So that's my focus, is let's get this economy moving again.
With the federal race, the presidential race, still a bit up in the air, obviously around the nation, very partisan year. Are you concerned that whichever way it goes, things are going to be moving slowly in Congress to try to get both sides of the aisle to agree on proposals?
Well, you know, Mitch McConnell has prided himself on doing nothing except appointing judges. It's a shame that he's reelected and apparently will govern the Senate again. But I think if we put forward a major infrastructure proposal, if Joe Biden's president, and we send it to the Senate, that they will be forced to actually do something.
You've talked about the race this year in COVID-19. How did that change the way you ran a campaign?
Well, you can't run a traditional campaign. You can't do much of anything that's traditional. I mean, you know, normally I would do a round of town halls. I do that every summer during the August break. I wasn't able to do my town halls. And then clearly I felt it was not proper to hold the campaign rallies, unlike the president. And spread COVID. We've already got enough problems. You know, Oregon has been pretty near the bottom. I don't want to be one of those states in the upper Midwest that's near the top and has hot, full hospitals and ICU units. So, you know, we campaigned virtually, a lot of Zoom, an unbelievable volunteer effort. We had literally thousands of people in total making voter ID calls and GOTV get out the vote calls. And that made a huge difference. You can be outspent, but you can outwork them. And he didn't have that army of volunteers that I had.
Congressman Peter DeFazio, winner last night, getting another term in Congress. Congressman, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.